shit.
Is anybody like that here?
If you are any Benny,
let me hear you say it loud and clear.
That every one of you, from now on, you will begin to excel.
Amen.
Who is the one fellow that you will stand beside him or her and say, you are the one who will get my attention?
Allows you to enter into overflowing blessings.
Redemption Way.
The Lord is going to surprise someone here tonight.
Join Pastor E.A. Adeboye and other men of God every first Friday of the month as they lead multitudes of worshippers to the presence of God in the monthly Holy Ghost service at the Redemption Camp, Kilometer 46, Lagos Ibadan Expressway, from 6:30 p.m. to dawn.
Let somebody shout hallelujah.
Welcome you especially to the Open Heavens International Center. I tell you that I had several encounters with God in that house.
Let somebody shout
the anointing in that house is awesome.
There is a Redeemed Christian Church of God very close to you. Join them for a life-changing experience in worship. You're watching Redemption Way.
We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Amen. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory.
Let's go ahead and just worship the Almighty God. Let's give Him glory. Let's give Him honor. Let's give Him adoration. Let's bless the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Let's bless the Ancient of Days. Let's give him all glory. Let's give him all honor. Let's give him all adoration. Bless his holy name. Bless his holy name. Bless the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Give him all the glory. Give him all the honor. Worship him, the Ancient of Days. Give him glory. Give him honor. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. He's worthy to be magnified. Let's bless his holy name. It's worthy, it's worthy, it's worthy to be praised. Oh, thank you, Father. Blessed be your holy name, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Ancient of Days. The God without beginning and without ending. The Almighty God Himself. The Rock of Ages. The unchangeable changer. The source of wisdom. The source of understanding. The Almighty. Glory be to your holy name. Accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for Bafemi Awolowo University. Thank you for all you've done for us in the past. Thank you for what you are doing right now. Thank you for a glorious future. Please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Light of the world, we come before you today. And we ask that every trace of darkness on this campus be chased out today. Yeah. That in this campus, this year, there be no death. Yeah. There be no tragedies. Yeah. There be no sorrow. Yeah. There be no riots. Yeah. The studies of your children will not be interrupted. Father, I'm praying today that because your children decided to come and honor you, even though this is the time for examination, I pray that in these particular exams, they will excel. The kind of wisdom, the kind of understanding, the kind of achievements that they have never known before, Father, release unto them now. Father, bless our Vice Chancellor. Bless his family. Bless all the principal officers. Bless their families. Bless all the faculty members. Bless their families. Bless every administrative staff. Bless their families. Bless every student. Bless their families. All those who wish this university well, let it be well with them. And this day in particular, in a way you've never done before, please visit us here today. At the end of everything, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please shake hands with two or three people and tell them, this year, I'm expecting at least 30 miracles from God. And then you can put your hands together for the Almighty. And please take your seat. Thank you very much. John chapter 9 verse 5. John chapter 9 verse 5. John chapter 9 verse 5. Jesus is speaking here and he said, as long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. There are certain things in life that are very difficult to define. For example, I mean, you may not know it until you try to define them. For example, distance. If I say, what is distance? Somebody is likely to get up and tell me, well, that which is measured in kilometers and meters. No, I'm not asking you how we measure distance. What is distance? Then all of a sudden you find that, wait a minute, I don't know how to define it. Or time. What is time? Oh, that which we measure in hours and minutes. We're not talking about how we measure it. We say, what is time? And if we want to really go philosophical, you say, well, time is a fragment of eternity. And then we ask you the question, what is eternity? And you say eternity is time without end. So what is time? Time is a fragment of time without end. So what we do when we have that kind of problem is that when we know we can't define something directly, we define it by what it is not. For example, if they ask you what is life, you say life is the opposite of death. Because death is easy to define. But life, not an easy thing. What is glory? Glory is the opposite of shame. Shame is easy to define. So what is light? Light is the opposite of... you are a very good student. Give yourself a hand of applause. So to understand light, you need to take a look at darkness. And look at what darkness stands for. If you see what darkness stands for, then it becomes easy for you to know what light is. And that's why we will take as a case study for our little discussion tonight, Mark chapter 10, verse 46 to 52. Mark 10, 46 to 52 is the story of Bartimaeus, a man who was born into darkness, who knows everything about darkness, who had an encounter with light. So if you look at Mark 10, 46 to 52, you see all, at least some of the things that darkness portrays, and therefore you'll be able to see all the things that are hidden in that word light. For example, darkness equals sickness. Because Bartimaeus was sick, no doubt about that. A man who's born blind is not well. So if darkness signifies sickness, then light signifies healing. I'm sure that is a very simple equation to understand. That's why you find in Jesus Christ, the one who says, I am the light of the world, you find healing embedded in him. In Exodus 15, verse 26, Exodus 15, verse 26, he says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. In 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, 1 Peter 2, 24, the Bible says, by his stripes ye were healed. And that's why Psalm 107 verse 20, Psalm 107 verse 20 tells us that he sent his word and he healed them. And so when he wanted to get rid of the sickness of Bartimaeus, he spoke a word. Receive your sight. And instantly, he received his sight. Now, we don't need to be deeply spiritual to know that Darkness and Satan goes hand in hand. That's why Satan and all his hosts are called forces of darkness. And when you look at Luke chapter 13, from verse 11 to 17, Luke 13, verse 11 to 17, you will see clearly that Jesus Christ called the spirit of infirmity the action of Satan. There was a woman who had the spirit of infirmity, and they brought her to Jesus, and he healed her. Light collided with darkness, and she got healed. And when she got healed, some people who are not totally connected with Satan were not happy with it. And Jesus said, why shouldn't I set free someone who had been bound by Satan? And because we've chosen to talk about the light of the world today, I can safely prophesy to everyone here who have been suffering from any form of infirmity, you will receive your healing tonight in Jesus' name. Now, while I'm not saying that all sickness will come directly from Satan, it will come from him indirectly. But the worst kind of sickness and disease to deal with are those that have their origin in forces of darkness. When someone is sick and he goes to the hospital and the doctors run all tests and they say, sir, there's nothing wrong with you. And he says, if there's nothing wrong with me, will I be here? Well, we've done X-ray, there's nothing wrong. We've done MRI, there's nothing wrong. We've checked your blood, there's nothing wrong. But the fellow said, but I'm sick. And like I've always told people, demons don't appear on X-ray. No. They don't have bones. They don't have blood like you and I, so they don't appear on X-ray. Thank God for the light of the world. It can deal with forces of darkness any day. Some of you who are sufficiently old will have heard the testimony of a brother who left for the United States of America for further studies, I think from Ondo Town. And before he left, he had a party for all the people, just like our practice in those days, because if you are going abroad in those days, it was a real celebration. And while people were eating and drinking, an enemy of the family said, so the son of so-and-so is going abroad. Let's give him something to carry along. Some of you will understand what that means. If you don't understand, no problem. From the day he arrived in the United States of America, he began to feel a pain in his stomach. They did all tests. Nothing was found. But the pain kept on intensifying. That poor boy struggled for 6 years, taking all manners of drugs. And then he finished and came back to Nigeria and got a job at Ahmadu Bello University. It's a true story. And then he heard that we were having a program, something similar to this, at Ibadan. And he decided to travel all the way from Zaria. And because the devil knew he was going to meet with the light of the world, he did everything to block his way. The journey took him 3 days. Thank God the program lasted 3 days. So he came just as we were having the last lecture. And he sat down in the program. The word of God was coming forth. The light of God hit him. And suddenly he began to shout, I am free. I am free. Because the pain of more than 6 years disappeared. I prophesy to someone here today, it doesn't matter how long you have been carrying that sickness or disease, the light of the world will chase it out today. Bartimaeus was poor. The Bible said he was a beggar. He sat by the highway side begging. Any situation that involves begging can be called poverty. The Almighty God didn't make you a beggar. Before he created man, he had already prepared everything man could need. So, darkness equals poverty. And so, light equals what? Prosperity. And believe me honestly, this is the reason why for several years, the enemy kept the church in darkness, telling them that if you prosper, you will miss heaven. And so pastors began to equate holiness with poverty. Because the devil knows that if you have money, you can spread the gospel faster. Don't let anybody deceive you. The microphone I'm holding costs money. And I don't know about you, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm going to prosper. Because light stands for prosperity. Jesus Christ said it in John chapter 10 verse 10. John 10 verse 10, it tells us clearly, he said, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. He said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. It is the duty of darkness to make you poor. It is the duty of light to make you rich. Bible says clearly, he became poor that you, through his poverty, might become rich. And I have good news for someone here today. All those who have been saying that we are going to die poor shall be disappointed. The Bible says in 3 John verse 2, it said, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. Prosper, be in health as your soul prospers. The three go together. Some of you will remember again the story of a man who was a very wealthy man. I can't remember now, it's been quite some while. Some 1970-something story. Can't remember how many cars he had. Think about 40 or so. Because he was a big businessman. Then one day he quarreled with his wife. And he didn't know the wife was a princess of darkness. And she said to him, I will see to it that you trek in this Lagos. And the man laughed. Is that possible with all I have? But it is the duty of Satan to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The day the man came to church for the first time, he had only one car left. He had 50 kobo in his pocket. And he had to say, all right. Now, 50 kobo, in those days, 50 kobo was still big. We're about 500 naira now. He was hungry. The fuel in his car was going to reserve. If I use this money to buy fuel, what will I eat? If I use the money to eat, then I would trek like my wife said. That's when he came to Jesus. That's when he came to the light of the world. And the tide turned. When he was sharing his testimony after his salvation, he was dedicating 2 houses the same day. Everything that the devil has stolen from someone here shall be fully restored. We can see from the story of Bartimaeus, I'm trying to illustrate to you what darkness portrays. that as he opened his mouth to call on Jesus for help, some people told him to shut up. He has not offended them, not done anything against them, but they told him to shut up. They didn't want him to come in contact with the light of the world. Darkness means hatred. And so light means love. In 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, 1 John chapter 4 verse 8, the Bible says, God is love. John 15 verse 13, John 15 verse 13, Jesus Christ said, greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. But the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 14 verse 20, so you can see the link, Proverbs 14 verse 20, it said, the poor is hated even by his own neighbors. Darkness goes hand in hand with poverty. Poverty will lead on to hatred. People can hate you just because you are poor. If you don't believe me, when you are having a family meeting and they know you have no money, you try and make a suggestion. It looks as if some of you know what I'm talking about. I ask you to shut up. Everybody is talking and you are talking. But like somebody says, if you have money, one English proverb says, when money is talking, nobody checks the grammar. Thank God, light stands for love. And Romans chapter 8 verse 37, Romans 8 37 says, we are more than conquerors because of the one who loved us. You come in contact with light, your victory is guaranteed. It doesn't matter how many people hate you. If Jesus is on your side, you will be a winner. And when Bartimaeus was crying for help, you will notice that not a single fellow encouraged him until the light of the world sent for him. Bartimaeus was a lonely man. There's a direct link between darkness and loneliness. And that is why light is equivalent to fellowship. In Psalm 121 verse 5, Psalm 121 verse 5, the Bible says the Lord is your shade on your right hand. You can't get away from your shadow. In Hebrews 13 verse 5, Hebrews 13 verse 5, the Almighty God made a promise, said, I will never leave you, I will never forsake you. You come in contact with the light of the world, you can never be lonely again. Do you know it is the light of the world who made the suggestion in Genesis chapter 2 verse 18? Genesis chapter 2 verse 18 and say, it's not good that man should be alone. Light hates loneliness. Darkness loves it. That's why I was delighted when my daughter who was taking the offerings was saying, if you are looking for a partner, this is the time to sow. I heard some people say amen. Believe me honestly, I said amen with you. Amen. All of you of marriageable age, this will be your year. Amen. And you will not marry a jobless man. You won't marry a jobless man. But when you observe very closely, you discover that at times, loneliness is as a result of walks of darkness. You see some very beautiful ladies, highly qualified. They have everything, the good brain. And yet nobody even comes around to say, how now?
At least if two or three come, we can say we are praying. Are you going to pray about nothing? But my father told me that this year, at least in the Redeemed Christian Church of God, this will be a year of weddings. Some of you have heard this story before. A mother came to me and said, "Daddy, I need help." Was a problem. She had four daughters. The youngest was 28. And they were all single. Now that's a problem. And as I was about to pray, the Lord asked me to ask some questions, and I discovered that because of the tradition in their family, anytime a child is born, they dedicated the child to Ifa. So, the demon behind Ifa now, anytime a man wants to come, will say, "What are you trying to do? This is my wife." So we had to break the power of that evil covenant. And I thank the Almighty God that within a year, all four were married. Any evil covenant that may be stopping you from being settled in your own home will be destroyed by the light tonight. And then, of course, we could see from the story of Bartimaeus that this man was barren. He was barren not because he couldn't produce. The darkness didn't even allow him to get a wife. He was going to marry a blind beggar. He was 40 years plus. He had no wife. And so no children. So we can see clearly here that there is a link between darkness and barrenness. Which means that light is equivalent to fruitfulness. Because to study the scripture, you see that God is in favor of fruitfulness. The very first commandment he gave to man is be fruitful and multiply. That's what he said. In John 15, verse 1 to 5, John 15, verse 1 to 5, we see clearly that God is the fruitful vine. He said, "You abide in me, my word abide in you, you bring forth much fruit." In Exodus 23, verse 26, Exodus 23, verse 26, the Almighty God said clearly, "There shall be no one barren among my people." And I'm decreeing to anyone here tonight, trusting God for the fruit of the womb, by this time next year, in Jesus' name, you'll be carrying your twins. Please join them in saying amen. But you find that there are some cases of barrenness. They go to the hospital, they check the husband is normal. Check the wife is normal. And the doctor will say, "I don't understand." How can they understand when it is the devil at work? When it is darkness at work? If Satan has his way, everybody will become barren. I mean, was it BBC or I can't remember which of these people that asked me not too long ago, "Why are you against same-sex marriage?" I said, "You want to know?" They said, "Yes." I said, "How would two men produce a child? Or two women?" "Oh, they don't have to produce a child of their own. They can go ahead and adopt one." I said, "Uh-huh." That's where the falsity of your reasoning comes. Who's going to produce the one they are going to adopt? If we all adopt their lifestyle and men begin to marry men and women begin to marry women, the human race will become extinct
in less than 100 years. There'd be no human being left on the face of the earth. So I told him, listen, brother, or whoever you are, the devil is a liar. And those of us, we don't care what we're going to say or what we're going to do, we stand by the truth. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Anyone trying to do anything that will disobey that instruction is disobeying the original instruction, the very first one. But then, like I said, some people will go to the hospital, husband, clean, wife, clean, and yet, no children. Because if you trace that one very clearly, it can be traced to a force of darkness. I've told you the story before, some of you will remember. A woman who saw the mother-in-law coming from the market ran to meet him, to meet her. And this is something that happened in Oyo State. I can tell you the name of the town. True story. You are welcome. And she said, my daughter, take this bread and use it to block your womb. Oh, yes. She said, clearly like that. And the poor girl said, what kind of joke is that? But she was so naive, she still ate the bread. And from that day onward, she stopped menstruating for years. And then, thank God, we had to hold a program like this in their town. And she decided that, well, since we're going to be around for a couple of days, she may as well fast and pray. And then one afternoon during the program, she was sleeping and had a dream. And some people came in dressed in white, like medical doctors, laid her on a table, opened up her belly, and began to pull out a rope. And she was watching. And at the end of the rope was something like looked like bread, completely black. Then they sewed her up, took that thing away, and she woke up and saw that the bed was wet, that she had started menstruating. And then the last time I heard from her, she already had 5 children. Whatever darkness has used to stop your fruitfulness, whether it is in childbearing or in success in examination or in be able to produce papers for promotion, etc., the almighty light of the world will deal with it tonight. From the story of Bartimaeus, we can see that darkness and stagnation go hand in hand. For more than 40 years, Bartimaeus had been on one spot, always by the roadside begging. We don't even need to go too far to understand that. If I have to move from where I am now to the crowd there, it will take me seconds. But if all of a sudden all lights were out, if this place were to be thrown into total darkness, moving from here to there, it's not going to be easy. Nobody can make progress in darkness. And so there is stagnation linked to darkness that tells you that light stands for progress and promotion. And the Bible tells us clearly in Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7, Psalm 75, verse 6 to 7, that promotion comes from God. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8, 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 8 tells us that God can pick up a beggar from the dunghill and keep promoting him until he's standing with princes. In John chapter 12, verse 32, John 12, verse 32, Jesus Christ said, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw men unto myself. One fellow was talking to me not too long ago. He said, I don't know what's happening. It seems as if my enemies are increasing. I said, Tell me a little bit about how things have been with you in the past couple of years. He said, everything has been good. Whatever I touch has been prospering. I said, that's the reason. There are those who love you when you come to them to beg for food. But the moment you begin to make progress, hatred comes. Because darkness does not want you to progress. But I thank God, light stands for promotion. Some of us here will remember the testimony of a brother who had been on one spot in his place of work for only God knows how many years. And he came to one Holy Ghost service, and the Almighty God spoke through us and said, there's someone here. Somebody very close to you is going to die next week. Don't be sad, because after the death, your promotion will come. The following week, his father died. But before the father died, he confessed. I'm the one who said, how can my son be greater than I? Oh, yes. I thought some of you will remember the testimony. I'm not making it up. And almost immediately after the father died, the promotion of the young man began. Anybody who is sitting on your promotion, if they don't stand up, God will uproot them. From the story of Bartimaeus, and I'm about to close, you know, I don't know how to speak long. Thank God for mathematics. We learn from the story of Bartimaeus that darkness and sorrow go hand in hand. We don't have to be there to know that a man who has been begging for 40 years is a sad man. A man who's living in darkness is a sad man. I know quite a few old men who probably would have lived longer, but they died early because all of a sudden they lost their sight. And the sorrow of having to wait for somebody to lead them by hand from one place to the other was too much for them to bear. I pray for all of you who are here today, your eyes will never grow dim. Darkness and sorrow go hand in hand. That means light is equivalent to joy. Psalm 16 verse 11 tells you clearly. Psalm 16 verse 11 says, in the presence of God there is the fullness of joy. Psalm 126 verse 1 to 3, Psalm 126 verse 1 to 3 tells us that when God turns the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter. I'm praying for every one of you here tonight that this year will be a year of laughter for you. And while darkness wants you to be in sorrow, Jesus Christ said in John 16 verse 24, John 16 verse 24, he said, all you need to do is ask till your joy be full. Light stands for joy. We'll close with this story. Again, which some of you know. As this woman whose children were dying, and so she wanted to do something so that her children would never die again, and decided to go to one Aladura man. When she got there, she met the wife. I said, I've come to see the prophet. What about? My children are dying. Oh, that's no problem. The wife of the prophet gave her a kola nut. You eat this kola nut, your children won't die again. So she ate the kola nut and discovered that from that night she was flying to meetings. And in the meetings, they were sharing meat that were definitely human flesh. It wasn't long when it was her turn to provide the feast.
And so she gave her husband. And after about 2 years, they said it was her turn again. And now they are asking her to produce one of the children. Ah, these are the very children that I wanted to protect. And she was in very deep sorrow. It was in that sorrow she went from place to place seeking for deliverance. It was in that sorrow that she came to one of her meetings in Ilorin, Kwara State. I was preaching like this. The church wasn't too big then, just a normal sized church. And I saw commotion in the congregation. And then I saw a woman running out, and I saw the ushers following her out. What's going on here? After the meeting, I asked the usher, and they brought the woman to me. They said, The woman said, while the preaching was on, her dress caught fire. And she knew, at long last, I am where God will set me free. We prayed a simple prayer. After she gave her life to Jesus, she went home, and their toilet is the pit latrine, which some of you don't know anything about, which is very good. And because pit latrine can produce a lot of gas, whenever they want to use a pit latrine, they spread a piece of paper on the ground, do their business, and then throw the thing in. And so she spread a piece of paper on the ground and tried to excrete, and out came a dead snake. And she was free from that day onward. Whatever it is that is causing you sorrow, my Almighty God will uproot it today. And so before we pray, let me ask you a question. What is your choice? Darkness or light? If light is your choice, how can you then stay away from Jesus, the light of the world? You know, he made a statement. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You see, I don't have the time to go through all the other things that darkness stands for. Darkness stands for labor without fruit. It stands for struggling without achieving anything. But Mels have been begging for 40 years. There was nothing to show for it. As long as you remain in darkness, you keep on suffering. But when you come to Jesus Christ, he turns the tide. He gives you a new beginning. And believe me honestly, as you begin to lift him up, he will begin to draw you up also. So if you are here and you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity. I'm not the one calling you. It is the light of the world saying, come. Let me give you deliverance from darkness. So if you are here and you have not yet given your life to Jesus and you want to do so, and I mean you seriously mean that from now you want to follow Jesus Christ, because after Jesus dealt with darkness in the life of Bartimaeus, the Bible said he followed Jesus in the way. If you are ready to follow Jesus all the way from now on, you want to surrender your life to him, you want him to be your Lord, you want him to be your Savior, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. Before I say 10, I want you to stand before me here. I will pray for your salvation, and things will begin to happen. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, begin to come now. I'm counting. 1, 2, 3. Thank you, those who are clapping. Your hands will never be empty. Four.
5, 6. Seven, eight, nine. Ask him to be merciful unto you. Ask him to save your soul. Ask him to be your Lord and Savior. Tell him, I'm tired of darkness. I need you, light of the world. Come into my life. Take over. And I will serve you for the rest of my life. Thank you, Father. It's not too late yet. You can still come. The Lord is still waiting for you. Not too late yet. Keep coming. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, Savior. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Savior, we just want to bless your name. Thank you for your word. Thank you, light of the world. Thank you for shining in darkness and rescuing these people from the powers of darkness. Father, accept our thanks in Jesus' name. They have come to you now, Lord. You promise that whosoever will come unto you, you will nowise cast out. Please receive them in Jesus' name. Doesn't matter what they have done in the past, Father, please forgive them tonight in Jesus' name. Let your blood wipe away all their sins in Jesus' name. King of glory, I'm praying that as you save their souls today, you will write their names in the book of life. And that from this moment onward, any time they call on you, you answer them by fire. Give them a new beginning. And let them serve you to the end. Thank you, my Father. Now, my Lord and my Savior, in a moment, your children here are going to pray. Many of them made a great sacrifice coming here this evening. Please, Almighty God, every prayer they pray here tonight, before the sun rises tomorrow, turn it to a testimony. I've explained to them what you stand for, you the light of the world. The manifestations of all the things I have mentioned, healing, deliverance, breakthrough, fruitfulness, joy, Lord God Almighty, promotion, release to them in Jesus' name. Let this be a day none of us will ever forget in Jesus' name. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
You're watching Redemption Way. Please join us on this same station at this time next week for another wonderful experience as Pastor E.A. Adeboye exposes the deep mysteries in the Word of God.